Blog Talk Radio.
Well, grace and peace, good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Derek Triplett, and this is another edition of Making Changes. Well, happy Valentine's Eve. Happy Valentine's Eve. Wow, the big day is tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about it today, a little later. But I'm already, to be honest, tired of talking about it. I've done one radio show on Valentine this week already. I've done a television segment on Valentine this week. And we'll probably definitely preach on love on Sunday morning. So we'll talk a little bit about it. But happy Valentine's Eve. I want to thank Minister Faith Batsy and Heather Butts for the opportunity to share with you. We appreciate this opportunity to share our thoughts. What do we do on Making Changes? We talk about change, change in the community, change in the church, change in the way we live our lives. Why? Because I am vehemently against the negative status quo. Things that are bad need to be trying to get good. Things that are good need to be getting better, and if it's already getting better, keep going, shoot to be the best, that we might improve. Why? Because if we're going to have a better world, we got to have better people. Better people make a better world. You can't pray that God will send us a better world if we're not going to have better people. So it's so very, very important that all of us change, that all of us improve. All of us do things that are necessary to do that. So I'm excited about the opportunity to talk about change. So you know what we do on Making Changes by now. We start with what I call off the top, just something to clear my head of things that I've seen already, things that I've read already this morning, so that we can get to today's topic. It's so important that I clear my head before we start. I try to teach young preachers. I'm a pastor in Daytona Beach. I minister on radio and TV in Orlando. And I tell people all the time, it's very, very important to teach young preachers. Very important that you know who you see right before you go to the pulpit. Don't see the wrong people right before you go to the pulpit, because whatever you take to the pulpit, whatever you've seen or whatever you've talked about, whatever you've heard, right, you take it to the pulpit. So it's very, very important. So off the top gives me an opportunity to just kind of clear my head, see what's going on. I haven't been much on social media yet today. I think I'm going to take a little bit of break from social media. But as always, on Fridays, we do our Friday food for the fellows, just a little bit of relationship help for men, and another lady just saying, God knows you all need it. But just try to say something to the men every Friday. And here's something that I believe in very, very strongly, and it actually is birthed out of experience, birthed out of life itself. And here it is, and I'll explain it a little bit. You will never be able to outgive a good woman who loves you. She will be the champion giver of the relationship no matter how hard you try. The unselfish, unbroken, and uninjured ones simply naturally just try your best to keep up and come in a close second by treating her in a way that she knows she's loved, valued, appreciated, protected, and respected. Brothers, when you have a good woman who loves you, you're going to come in second in the giving arena. They're just going to outgive us. It's their nature. They're just going to outgive us. I remember the day I was sitting down realizing, wow, there's just certain, just certain things I can't do. No matter what I do, no matter what I do, there's just certain things that I'm not going to be able to do because they just give and give and give and give. And it's important that we don't just take, but that we work hard to come in close second. So I want to make sure that we are aware of that, we understand that, and that we keep all of that in mind so that as we move to in our relationships and the like, we actually at least try to be a close second. Well, a couple other things really, really quick. I had a wonderful time last night. I went to see my Florida Gator basketball team play. Took a trip to two games over to work to see them play. Lost in the last 2 seconds. A guy hit a three-pointer in 2.7 seconds. Lost. It was a tough loss, a great game. I bring that up because it's very, very important that you get to your life, get to a point in your life that you have experiences that you enjoy. We spend so much money on stuff, trinkets, that end up just somewhere in our house, something on our car. We spend so much money on stuff, and we don't spend a lot of money on experiences that create memories that you will never forget. I won't forget the memory that I had on that night, being there, remembering when my children were at the University of Florida, just reminiscing about those times, and also having a great present-day experience. Spend time and money with your family, Christmas. Figure out some experiences that all of you might want to have, not just something to unwrap in under the tree. Because if you're like me, it's been years, it's been a struggle to try to figure out what I could get my children, because they really didn't need anything. Really, really didn't need anything. You're just trying to struggle to figure out what you can get somebody. Maybe you need to look to some experiences that will help you. So I just want to throw that out there. It's very, very important to have experience. Those of you who follow me on social media, and if you don't, we'd love you to go on DerekTriplett.org, join the Trip Nation, hit us on Twitter, hit us on Facebook. Please go on the Facebook page and like the page. For those of you who do follow me, that periodically, actually, most Saturdays, I post something that basically says, go do something you like with people you love being around. Like Saturdays are about doing things you like with people that you love being around. You've got to show how important it is to have experience. Experience matters so very much. You need to do that. You need to get that done. Well, let me get to today's topic. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And I was doing a radio show on yesterday on this particular subject, and I think it warrants speaking about today. That Valentine's Day is historically a celebration of romance. Celebration of the name. I know a lot of Christians, we try to, in a very, very functional way, or it's about I love Jesus. No, it really is. Every day is about you loving Jesus, and every day should be about you loving your mate. But Valentine's Day is set apart as a celebration of romance. And a lot of people get bent out of shape because they're not in a romantic relationship in order to celebrate. And I don't want to talk today about singles. I've done things this week all about singles, like how to deal with Valentine's Day if you're single. I've done all of that this week. But I do want to talk about this issue of romance, this issue of healthy romance, not simply within the context of Valentine's Day, but in the context of everyday, in the context of everyday life, this issue of romance. I want to talk about it from a Christian singles perspective, from a general singles perspective, and then I want to talk about it from a marital perspective. One of the things that we must recognize as we talk about it, and I'll do the Christian thing in the middle, let me talk about it generally first. One of the things that we have to recognize is that romantic needs are legitimate needs. They are legitimate needs. We are built to be relational. All of us growing up, we moved to a certain point where we had emotions for someone of the opposite sex that were not simply that of friendship and camaraderie. We moved to a place that, okay, this is beyond friendship and camaraderie. And now I want to be able to not only explore these feelings, but have these feelings returned. So it's important that we recognize that it is a legitimate, natural human need and desire. And when I say need, I don't mean in the desperation sense. I mean, simply mean that it is something that that human people have as a part of their normal natural makeup. It is just that simple. It is just that simple. And so it's important for us to recognize that that happens, that that happens. It's real. Don't let hurt, don't let anger, don't let brokenness, don't let bad relationships take that normal, natural part of you away. It is important for us to recognize that it is normal, it is natural, and just because you've had some bumps and bruises in a relationship, don't try to ignore it, because what we will end up doing is trying to substitute other things for those romantic needs. We will take that energy and place it somewhere else, and in some cases that works, but it only works for a short time. We'll take that energy and we'll place it into our kids. And then in many cases, we can create a dysfunctional need and connection and dependency upon our children. I've seen many parents not want their children to go off to college and such because they were all that they had. We try to substitute jobs. We move up the ladder in our career. We work, 65, 70 hours a week in order to fill those particular gaps. And then once we achieve all that we want to achieve, then the question is, who do we now share it with? The romance is a natural human need for people of a certain age. It is normal. It is natural. You can't deny it. Even if you try to ignore it, you can't deny it. Even if you try to ignore it, I am not saying that it is to consume your life. I am not saying that the pursuit of it should be your number one priority as a single person. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that it is a legitimate human need, and no matter what you try to substitute it for, no matter what you try to substitute it with, it's still going to be there for healthy, normal people. So if it is going to be there, we must then learn to explore it and engage in it in a healthy fashion, in a very, very healthy fashion. And the first thing that we need to do in order to explore it in a healthy fashion is not limit romance to sexuality or sensuality. That is a critical thing that it's important for us to understand. That we not limit it to sensuality, to sexuality. That romance is not sensuality. It's not just sexuality. It's critical that we understand that. It's critical that we recognize that. The second thing that is important for us to do is to pursue it from a place of honor. To pursue it from a place of honor. And here's what I mean by that. Every person should have some dimension of personal integrity. Hopefully it's a great dimension of personal integrity. And part of that personal integrity dictates how you pursue relationships. The other thing that is very, very important for us to do and important for us to understand as it relates to this is that every one of us should be approaching relationships within a from the standpoint of honor. People are not things, and people are not objects for our own pleasure. So that I must recognize that as I move into the exploring and the engagement of romantic feelings, that I've got to be honest and honorable as it relates to people. So if I can keep my integrity, if I can keep my understanding of who I really am and the kind of person that I want to be and the kind of person that I want to be known as, then I will explore romantic feelings from a healthy perspective. I will not limit them to sex and sensuality. That'll keep you from the one-night stands. That'll keep you from allowing people to use you as an object of their sensuality and for you to use other people as an object of for your sensuality if that is the only thing that they're being used for. So I must embrace that it is a real necessary thing. I also must embrace it from a perspective of integrity and from a perspective of honor. Let me talk to Christian singles for a minute as it relates to romance. First of all, we must get over and pass the misnomer that anything that is sensual is ungodly. Sensual feelings are not ungodly. God warns us against sin. God warns us against the traps of lust. God does not warn us against affection. God does not warn us against the human need of romance. It's just how we handle it, how we manage it. And it's very, very important that we recognize that if we're going to manage it properly, we have to be healthy and whole people and well-balanced people. I can't just pray. I just can't fast. I can't just be the person. If you're going to have a romantic relationship, then there ought to be, you know, you can't just talk about church all the time, can't just talk about scripture all the time, and you've got to become comfortable enough with yourself to extend affection as well as receive affection. It is so very, very important that you do that. It's so very, very important that you understand that that is real and that is necessary. The second thing that is very, very important for us to do is recognize that we cannot lose our spiritual witness in our pursuit of our romantic desires. And so it's very, very important that if in the dating process that you date somebody who's on a spiritual level enough that both of you understand what you will do and what you won't do within the context of the expression of your romantic feelings. What's in bounds, what's out of bounds, and that you're on the same page, so that you do not set yourself up for war within the context of your own intimate relationship. That is so very, very, very critical. That you understand that is so very, very critical that you do that so that you don't set yourself up for failure and set yourself up for disappointment and set yourself up for the struggle that is so unnecessary if you manage it correctly. But it's good that we understand that that is a normal, natural part of life. Don't miss out on it. Don't ever dismiss it. Know that it is real. Know that it's important. Now, let's talk about married people for a minute within the context of this issue of romance. So very, very important that don't lose the romance of your marriage within the context of the familiarity of the relationship. Let me say this again, that you do not lose the romance of your marriage because of your familiarization with each other. That you should always be dating your wife. You should always be dating your husband. You should always be setting aside that time where you're not just breadwinners and parents and churchgoers and business owners and all of those kinds of things. You're spending the time to make sure that you continue to romance your spouse. It is critical that you keep that fresh. It is critical. Valentine's Day is not the only day that she should get a little gift. Valentine's Day, sir, is not the only day that you should be thinking about romance. And I've said previously already that romance and sex are two different things. Do the little things. Create the little moments. Create the big moments. Always let your spouse know that he or she is the apple of your eye, depending on whether you're a husband or wife. Always doing those little things, making sure that you're always noticing that. What a terrible thing it is to live in a house and consistently be unnoticed. Yes, you talk. Yes, you pray. But do you notice them? Do the things that are necessary to notice them. Have conversations. And I know women don't like this. I shouldn't have to tell them. But sometimes you do have to tell us. Sometimes it's not going to happen if you don't tell us. So if you want what you want, make sure that he knows what you want. And the best way for him to know what you want is to not try to make him guess, wonder, figure it out. No, the best way to do it is to make sure that there's communication so that he knows what to do. He knows what not to do. It's critical. The relationship will go better. The relationship will be better. It's very, very important that you do that. Now, keep that going. Don't lose that. Don't miss that because you can dull the relationship if you do that. And you don't want to dull the relationship. Make sure that you don't dull the relationship by missing out on those opportunities to maintain your romance in the relationship. It's critical. It's critical. Keep the heat in the relationship. Keep the respect in the relationship. In the relationship, keep those little things that are necessary. Let's celebrate, but let's not get it out of order. We talked about romance from a general perspective. We talked about romance from a Christian singles perspective. We talked about romance from a marital perspective. Now let's talk about romance from a dysfunctional perspective. There are a lot of people today, unfortunately, that are going to do a lot of dysfunctional things. A lot of dysfunctional things to fill a void that they have because of this day. A lot of dysfunctional things to fill a void that they have because of this day. It's critical that you don't allow this day to cause you to go do something dumb. Because guess what? After Valentine's Day, there is the day after Valentine's Day, and the week after Valentine's Day, and the months after Valentine's Day. So I'm encouraging you, I'm imploring you, don't go do something dumb just to meet the needs, to fulfill a desire in a illegitimate way. I've said that over and over again. Do not try to fulfill a legitimate desire in an illegitimate way. And so I want you to not do anything dumb this particular evening, this particular weekend, whatever it is, let's not do that so that we don't have regrets later. It's important that we not do that. So be wise, be smart, do what you need to do. Hey, I'm Derek Triplett. Let's celebrate romance this weekend. Let's do it in a healthy way. Those who are not in a romantic relationship, spend time in a healthy way, but don't play the church card. I'm in love with Jesus. Stop. Don't do it. Stop. You know, let's do it in a healthy way. Let's avoid any depression and pain in a healthy way. But let's not do anything dumb. And let's not be pseudo-spiritual. Okay? Hit me on Facebook. Hit me on Twitter. Hit us on Instagram. Let us know that you are listening. It's important. It's important for us to be healthy and make sure that you're healthy this weekend. Wow. Can I stop talking about romance for at least another couple of days? God bless you. God keep you. Have a great weekend.